Day 13. You and Cultural Appropriation. When you're a member of the privileged group, you don't take kindly to someone telling you that you can't do something. Tim Wise, White Like Me. What is cultural appropriation? Over the past 5 days, you have been looking at the specific ways in which you have unconsciously perpetuated the dehumanization of BIPOC, whether through thought or action, through colorblindness, anti-blackness, and racial stereotypes. By today, you have probably begun to realize that white supremacy is usually present in some form when you are interacting with someone who does not hold white privilege. There is always a hierarchical power and privilege dynamic at play. At the top of that hierarchy are those with white privilege, holding a position of institutional and psychological superiority. And at the bottom of the hierarchy are those without white privilege, holding a position of institutional and psychological inferiority. This dynamic, coupled with violent force, is what made slavery and colonization possible. Talking about cultural appropriation in today's modern and globalized world is always tricky. For one thing, because of advancements in travel, technology, and the widespread use of the internet, we are more culturally connected with one another than we have ever been before. This elicits the question, how do we define what culture is? How is it now formed? And who owns what? Cultural appropriation can include the appropriation of another culture's objects, motifs, symbols, rituals, artifacts, and other cultural elements. However, one person from one racial group can think something is culturally appropriative, while another person from that same group disagrees and considers it cultural appreciation or cultural exchange. It is factors like these that make it difficult to classify what cultural appropriation is, and this is why I avoid making definitive lists of what is and